Hello.
This is Ronald from Customer Support returning your call.
Yes. I'm calling because I just found out that I have two transactions. Well, a transaction through your company for $92.90, and I did not make that purchase. It's something to do with get stronger now, some kind of muscle stuff.
Okay, can I have a zip code, please?
My zip code, 37601.
Yes, 37601?
Yes. 37601.
First and last name?
Benny. Last name is Rector, R-E-C-T-O-R.
Thank you. Would you mind verifying your shipping address for me?
Yes, it's 1500 Bell Ridge Road, apartment 29, Johnson City, Tennessee, 37601. Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know if you were still there.
Thank you. I do see on the 13th of March where you purchased IE Bare Face Cream and also Eye Serum, two of our products that helps reduce fine lines and wrinkles. What can I do for you today?
I did not order that. That was for $92.90.
On the 13th, though, on the 13th of March, you purchased our Evair Face Cream and Eye Serum.
And that was how much?
You can pay $7.45 and also $6.70.
$7.45 and what?
$6.70.
So why was there $92 taken out of my account?
Okay, so on the 13th of March, when you purchased the product was free. On a trial, you only paid the shipping and handling, and since you did not get in contact with the company before the trial ended, we went ahead and we billed you the retail price for the products that you had.
That's bull crap. I need that taken off of there. I'm on a fixed budget. I'm 70 years old.
Well, man, that
and you're
charge
saying
it,
the rest of that for the $7.45 and the $6.70, the rest of that was all for shipping and handling?
Yes, ma'am.
That's ridiculous. Can you take that off?
Well, ma'am, that charge is valid. That is the retail price for the product that you have. Now, would you be interested in a 35% discount towards future products?
It was supposed to be discounted when I ordered it.
It was free on a trial. That trial expired. Once that trial
it
ended.
It didn't expire when I ordered it. It was still on trial when I ordered it. Or I wouldn't have ordered it.
Ma'am, when you purchased the product was free on a trial. You only paid the shipping
and
handling.
Yeah, I paid shipping and handling.
Correct. And when that, so since that trial expired, because the trial has an expiration date. So once it ended, we billed you the retail price for the product that you have.
No, I don't want that. I'll send it back. Something's got to be done. I can't afford $92 out of my account. $93. It's $92.90.
Yes, now that is, now would you be interested in a 50% discount towards future product?
No, I don't want to ever order anything again if it's going to cost me that much.
All right, now it does look like you're eligible for a 75% discount towards future products.
I'm sorry?
A 75% discount towards future products?
Wait a minute. What can we do about this $92.90?
Would you be interested in a 75% discount towards future products?
No.
Okay.
No, I'd be
well,
interested
that account
in
is canceled out for you, and thank you for calling customer support.
No, no, no. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What can I do to get a refund?
Well, ma'am, that charge is valid.
How is it valid? It
that
was
is
a
the
free
retail,
item.
It was the retail price of the product that you have, and it wasn't free. It was free on a trial. That trial ended.
When did the trial end? Apparently, it was still there when I ordered it, because I certainly wouldn't have ordered it for that much
now,
money.
Your trial ended. The products, when you purchased the product was free on its trial. You paid the shipping and handling of each product, $7.45 and $6.70.
Uh-huh.
And since you did not get in contact with the company before your trial ended, a 14-day trial, we went ahead and we billed you the retail price for the products that you have.
I did not know about that. Nowhere did it say anything about that.
Yes, ma'am, it was on the web page before purchasing the product and also in the terms and conditions.
All right. Well, no more money is going to be taken out, right?
Correct.
Okay. There's also another one for $91.89.
Like I said, man, you was charged for each product that you have, the face cream and the eye serum.
So it was $92.90 for the one and $91.89 for the other?
Yes, ma'am.
That's bullshit. I've got to do something about this.
All right, well, that account is canceled out for you, and thank you for calling the customer support.
I need my money back.
Well, ma'am, that charge is valid.
How? I don't understand how it's valid.
Because that's the
when
retail
it gives me
price,
the price
for the product that you
said
have.
Nothing about a 14-day trial.
Yes,
and
ma'am,
then
it
you
does.
Have to pay full price.
It was on
well,
the
well, they
web
make
page.
It seem like a 14-day trial is to see how it works for you. That it's, you know, a trial for 14 days, not you will be billed, you know, an extra $89 or whatever.
Yes, ma'am, it was on the web page before purchasing the product and also in the terms and condition. I'm looking at it here as we're speaking now.